Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To watch live, please subscribe to Alien Theorist Theorizing on YouTube. If you can't make the live show, please leave us a voicemail. The Cosmic Channels are now open.
Welcome back to Cosmic Channels, Season 6. I'm Brayden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And now I'm Andrew again.
Hey, after a long hiatus, we cannot wait to get back to your call. So let's call in right now with your spooky stories. 1-833-703-0424. We look forward to your phone calls.
Again.
And just like that, we got a caller.
Oh, that was quick.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
What's cracking?
What's going on?
Where are you calling from?
My name's Kyle. I'm calling from good old North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki?
Oh, yeah. I was like, where the fuck is Kakalaki?
North Kakalaki?
North Carolina. That's what the governor say, at least North Kakalaki.
Oh, you learn something new every day. There you go. North Kakalaki.
I've never heard that in my entire life. Yeah.
You're not from there, Dan?
I'm not.
You don't know about it.
I probably don't know about it. Twice in my life, bud. Never heard about it.
All right, man. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, man, crazy story. I work for the Renaissance Fair, just so you know. Mm-hmm. I know that you guys are all about that kind of stuff, but
we've been known to churn some butter.
Every now and then. But I was out in the middle of Ohio because my job takes me to a few random places, and this is a UFO story.
It's a quick one,
but I was out in the middle of nowhere, and the two friends of mine, one kind of religious, and the other one didn't believe in the extraterrestrial, the phenomena, you know.
Yeah.
So we were out, a loser, basically. Yeah, basically, and we were out there, and I was looking up at the stars. You know, I was like, man. As you always do, you're like, what the fuck's out there? And as soon as I said it, I said, you know what? It would be awesome if we all could experience them, because I had seen stuff before in my life, and they had never seen anything. You know, they don't believe. Right. Like, Dad, you gotta believe, man. We're minute. But we were just sitting out there bullshitting, and I looked up in the sky, and these three stars got super fucking bright, like in a triangle, like super, super bright. I said, do you guys see that? And they looked up, and then in between, like in the center of these stars, there's this green thing that just dropped down from the top star and just started vibrating back and forth like super fucking fast. I was like, is that a plane? We're not near a big airport or anything. And they were all staring at me. I was like, don't look at me, look up. What the fuck is that? And they were all in shock. I mean, I was in shock. I didn't know what the fuck it was. And I was like, I have no clue what that is. And it started vibrating super fast. Then there was a bright flash, and all the stars went back to normal color, and it just disappeared out of nowhere.
Just like that.
Just like that. And then it just vanished. Every star, the three stars, and they were super bright. I mean, it looked like the sun got turned on. Well, granted, they're all suns, but they looked like they got super, like, it was phenomenal, man. It got super bright, and we're out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it was a new moon, so there was nothing out. It was just dark as hell. And the one girl was like, I can't explain that. The religious one was like, that was God. I have to think about that for a minute. So that shook me for a second. I was like, that doesn't make sense, man. So that was my weird story.
When you say that, I've seen something similar. I didn't see the vibration, but it might just be because I didn't notice it prior, but I was keeping the eyes on some skies, late one evening. And, what it looked like someone had turned on a giant flashlight up in the sky. It was just like, boom, super bright, and then turned off. But it was like 8 times the size as any other star in the sky, and then just was like on, off. And I was like, we were all like, what the hell was that?
Supernova.
And everyone was like, no idea.
Could it be a supernova?
I mean, I don't know. There was like a legitimate triangle of stars. It was one up top and the two bottom ones, and they got super bright. It could have been a supernova. Who knows? You know, we really don't get to see those by eye.
Now, did those three stars that you saw, the triangle shape, disappear as well, or were they still in place afterwards?
They were still in place, but they went back to normal dimness.
Okay.
Yeah, so those three stars got super bright. Green thing dropped down from like the top star, vibrated like almost like a green flash, and it disappeared. Like dissipated back to nothing. Everything went back to normal colors. It was kind of weird. And every time I see my religious friend after that, she's like, "Yeah, it doesn't make sense." And I questioned my faith. I'm no longer part of the church, and I've just been questioning everything.
I'm going to go ahead and say that her faith was pretty like she was obviously on the outs before that, because it seems like a pretty thin reason to be like, I'm done.
That was the last straw.
That was it, man. Yeah. I was like, finally, I did it. I got you out of the cult of religion. Get out of there.
Hail Satan and smoke crack.
I'm going to chalk this one up to swamp gas, 100%. But I have no idea. It's either swamp gas or Venus in retrograde that you saw.
I feel like we can definitively say it's not God.
Probably not.
Couldn't have been God. No way.
Yeah. You could say the whole universe itself is God. So in that sense, it could be.
Or octa-Jesus, potentially.
Could be octa-Jesus.
Or God gas, you know, God's gas. Could be one of the, I don't know, man. It was a cool experience, and it was one of those things that when you're out in the middle of nowhere with no lights on, just talking, looking up at the stars, you see something weird and cool like that. It just makes you think, wow, what the hell else is out there?
What was that? The sky is so big and so vast that it's at any point in time that you could be catching some sort of phenomenon, right? That universal space, whatever object. You have no idea if you're looking long enough. That's you're looking at a vast distance. So maybe you're lucky, but maybe other people have a similar experience. And if they do, I hope they call in and share it.
Hell yeah, that's super cool.
That'd be dope. So if you were in Ohio at any point, you see swamp gas in the sky, let me know. I can guarantee you, it wasn't the mushrooms. That was like 2 days prior. completely opposite, but. Thanks, guys, for hearing my story. I hope you guys have a lovely night. Love and peace to you all, man.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
Buddy, you too.
Hey, keep cackalacking.
Yeah, keep cackalacking up in northern Cackalacky.
All right. Love and peace, guys. Later.
Bye-bye. Oh, great first story on season 6 Cosmic Channels.
Right? Man, you always have to keep your eyes on the skies because you never know.
Luckily, these guys, they're in Ohio, so they got nothing else to do.
That's true.
What else you
going to
do there, right?
Yeah.
All right, we got another caller right away, just like that. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
I'm on the show. It's Bulkhead Bill from Mars, Pennsylvania.
Bulkhead Bill.
What's going on, right Bulkhead on, Bill?
He's detached himself from the bulkhead. Are you calling from the bulkhead itself?
Yeah, half of me is.
Half of you, all right, right
the other,
on.
The other half isn't bulkhead.
All right, man, what do you got for us tonight?
Hey, are we taking spooky stories? Or I actually called because I saw the first UFO that I have ever seen.
Well, let's go with that.
Yeah, let's see that.
I drive a truck. I drive triaxial asphalt stone. And if you guys can ever figure out, like, to look up, like just on the Apple, the podcast app, dude, I guarantee you there is nobody that has listened to as many hours of you as I have.
So you've been brainwashed is what you're saying.
I'm telling you, And you know what? Every time you re-listen to an episode, you find something that you didn't hear before that, like, just, oh, my gosh, you just cry laughing. But anyway, so I was getting home.
Well, you start to understand me a little bit better and through all my marble mouth. So it's, you're just getting better at listening to me talk.
Deciphering idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it? The slightly illiterate mush mouth?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, from accurate. Way back. But anyway, no, so this was, I was working right turn because everybody's trying to get all the asphalt done before it gets cold. And I pull into my driveway at home. It's 3:30, 3:45 in the morning. This was just Thursday night into Friday morning. So it was technically Friday morning. And I looked up, you know, and it was perfectly clear sky. None of the lights were on in the house because nobody gives a shit when I come home if there's lights on or not. So, and I look up, and you know, you could tell a satellite, you know, it's just the super teeny tiny and it's just moving real slow. And I'm like, cool, that's definitely a satellite. And I'm watching this going east to west, and I'm watching it for about 15 seconds, and then it takes, I wouldn't say a hard right turn, but a good right turn. And it ended up going northeast, it was heading, and it sped up and just like that, it was gone.
Oh, but shit.
It was still super tiny. Like, I just figured, like, yeah, cool, it's just a satellite. But then, like I said, it turned and then sped up and was gone. Now, I don't know, like, you know, maybe what's the plane that was up there for 2 years that nobody knew about? Maybe it was
like the X-37B or whatever it was called.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean, when you think about that, like because it changed trajectory and stuff like that, it's, you know, we can pretty much cancel out any kind of satellite. So it's like right away I go to, you either saw some sort of, you know, highly advanced military craft that we don't know about yet, whether that be the United States or in other countries, or you bona fide UAP, right? Like, there was a report coming out with all the pilots that are seeing shit, you know, as they're flying. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps you were fortunate enough to be looking up in the skies, keeping those eyes on the skies, and you caught one from ground level.
Well, and what's really funny is because you always say about, like, you know, when it realizes that you notice it, that things happen, and it just seemed like that, because I was watching it for probably 15, 20 seconds, and I was like, yeah, cool, that's definitely a satellite, and that's when it did the turn, and then, boom, sped up and gone, and I was like, wow, that's different.
You know? That's wild.
Yeah. Now, was it a hard turn, or did it do a gradual turn?
It was kind of a gradual turn. It was not a hard turn by any means. Mm. So
yeah,
it could have been a super high aircraft, you know, like something that some government has, probably that secret Canadian black, you know.
Yeah, the black goose.
The black goose, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you know about the black goose?
How do you know about that?
Whoa.
Buddy, our national secrets here, boys.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever see the movie Canadian Bacon?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Long time ago. Yeah, absolutely. And what
it's part of our education system. You have to watch it in school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's like, yeah. And they're like, I hate to stand for this freaking song. And then, and what's with the beer? Because it all tastes skunked. But it's getting better. Getting better. But anyway, man, hey, it was great talking to you guys. And that was my little story. Okay. And I did have a spooky story, but I got to figure out how to make it shorter.
Yeah, and hey, save for another week, man. Thank you, Bulkhead Bill, for calling in. And if you've seen, if what Bulkhead Bill just described has sparked something in you of something you've seen, and you've seen something similar, let us know. We want to know where and when. Maybe we can start making connections
and
dates and times of when these things are in action.
All right, thanks, brother.
Yeah, this is awesome. I actually called in on a campfire a couple months back, too, and it was really cool. So,
hell yeah.
Hey, tell Andrew good luck with the Lions because my Steelers are totally freaking sucking.
Oh, boys, there is not enough luck in this world to get that franchise out of the garbage.
Toast.
Well, you know, the best part, worst part is it's in the news and everything that they're fighting and arguing amongst themselves in the locker room. And you know what? There's no I in team, boys.
That's true.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Bulkhead.
We're going to talk. Hey, I'll let you guys go. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you again.
Take care, brother.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
It's always cool if you're looking up and you see something you just can't explain.
And we say it all the time. Keep those eyes on the skies. If you sit out there, I guarantee you sit out there for 2 hours. You lay on a nice starry night, get away from some light pollution, 2 hours. And you just focus on, your visible sky. You're going to see a couple things where you go, what the fuck was that? I almost guarantee you 2 hours.
I do guarantee it if you also smoke a couple of joints. You'll see something. Be more focused on the sky. Oh, what's that? Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Yep. All right. So, do you guys want to hear a creepy story? First of all, fuck you. I called.
Fuck you. You did. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Sheldon, a Denver Broncos fan to the day I die.
Hang up. Hang up.
No, the guy's going through enough right now.
Yeah.
Be easy on him.
Yeah. Okay. We'll let it slide.
All right. So, where's the dream police? Because I have a good one for you.
Let's go.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? You got a good one for the dream police?
Alright, because I have a story that,
were you sleeping during this story?
No, I was wide awake.
Okay.
Perfect. So here's how it happened.
Proceed.
Brayden's got a direct line to the dream police, so.
I do.
So, I was laying down, right? And.
In a bed?
Yeah, in a bed or on a couch. How comfy were you? Scale 1 to 10, how comfortable were you?
Couch.
On the couch. Okay.
From there, I literally saw what I thought was my girlfriend, pointing towards me, telling me to go to bed. And I was like, all right, okay, I'm going to go to bed. But from there, I literally did not see her walk towards me.
You didn't see her walk towards you, but you felt her?
Sheldon?
Gone.
Sheldon.
Couldn't handle it.
The ghost now. Maybe his ghost girlfriend got him.
Or two things could have happened there. One, he got scared of the dream police. Two, he got killed by the ghost.
Yeah, his ghost girlfriend got him.
Or three, I guess he got nervous. I don't know. But he's gone. He's gone.
You got to stop playing around with your lights, man. Your hairline's disappearing.
Yeah,
shit. Not that light. Not that light. No,
don't look at me.
Anyway, Sheldon's gone. So we got another caller.
Call back. Do you want to finish that story, Sheldon, buddy?
Oh, hey, I can finally hear you guys now. Yay.
Oh, Noah, we said repeat callers will not be tolerated.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, sorry.
We love you, though,
brother. We're trying to keep it to new callers tonight, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Okay. We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Nice try.
Hey, love the
didn't
guy.
Didn't even use a fake name.
Yeah, didn't try and change accent or anything.
No, nothing.
Just trying to barge his way through. Just a quick sec here. We're experiencing some mild interference. We'll be right back. Next caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels. Oh, they hung up too. What's going on? Stop hanging up. It's probably Sheldon calling back again. Maybe Sheldon's in real trouble.
That's what I mean. I think he's getting the ghost getting him for sharing his story.
He's telling mid story. He gets chucked by the poltergeist. His phone goes flying, hangs up. He manages to crawl. He just gets it back. He pushed call again. Now he's dead.
She gets him. Gone.
So we got ghosted.
Hey. Oh. I love it.
All right. Heyo.
Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Yo, what's happening, boys?
Oh, shit.
What's going on, buddy?
So, this is Jesse. Are you guys there?
Yeah. Super crackly. I'm trying to adjust that. I don't know if it's you or me.
Oh, it might be me. Hold on a second.
See if you can wiggle some cables there or something.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah, better.
All right. I was on my earbuds watching.
Oh, no worries.
So I'm a repeat caller, but from like a year ago, I gave you guys a ghost story about a house I stayed in Virginia.
All right. So, we'll allow it.
If we can't remember the story, okay. Then it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
If we don't recognize your voice,
you're probably all
right. You're right.
Yeah, no, this is my second time calling. So I promised, though, when I called last time that I'd call back in with a Bigfoot story. So,
let me mark that down. That's a must.
Yeah, this is my Bigfoot story. So, 2015, we go up elk hunting, based out of Wyoming, so southeast corner of Wyoming. There's a mountain range here called the Medicine Bow Mountains. They're not super known for Bigfoot sightings, but like over the years, there's been like, I don't know, half a dozen Bigfoot sightings in probably 70, 80 square mile radius. So we're up there. Set up our wall tent. And we're up there for a week and, you know, we're hunting this big draw and it's probably 3 or 4 miles long. This draw is, there's a creek running down through the bottom. There's some patches of snow, nothing too crazy, but definitely some snow to catch prints in. And we're walking probably third or fourth day in on this week-long trip, and I noticed that there's these massive footprints in this patch of snow. There's lots of cows and, you know, all sorts of wildlife and shit, so I didn't think much of it. Well, the guy I hunt with is like Andrew size, right? Like 5 foot. So when we see these,
like 5'7" these, 3/4.
Okay, 5'7" all 3/4. Right. So when we see these tracks, the first thing he tries to do is he tries to walk in the tracks. Well, he can't make it from one step to the next. And I'm not much taller. I'm only 5'9", but I have a long stride. So when I get into the tracks, I have to literally jump from one to the next. So there's about a dozen tracks in this patch of snow. The funny thing about the tracks, though, is you can tell that, one, it's a giant freaking foot, and I mean like just shy of 2 foot, but there's also a weird toe drag mark. So like where the foot goes in, and as it's coming up and dragging forward, it's like dragging the snow, and you can clearly see like toes. If that makes sense. Like if you were dragging your foot on the beach.
Yep.
100%, man. So, I've seen the exact same thing.
Right. So, of course, I'm like total Bigfoot. Yeah, fuck yeah. This is definitely Bigfoot. So we hike down this draw, and that's all we see the rest of the day. And nothing, right? Nothing. I'm certain we're going to fucking run into something, but nothing. So that night, whatever, we go to bed, we get up. We've been getting up at like 4 a.m. because we're walking down this draw to get to like basically our hunting blind, right? Get there before the sun comes up, everything's quiet. So every morning we're getting up at 4 a.m, we're taking the same trail back down through the same draw to the same blind. Nothing. The second to last day we're there, I get up. Now we're in a wall tent. You guys know what like a wall tent is, like a big canvas tent?
Oh, yeah. Got a nice little stove in there. It's probably all cozy.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So my cot's on one side, my buddy's cot's on the other, and our wood stove is in between us. Now, where we were camping, we were using big trees to tie off all of our guy wires to, you know, put structure into this tent. So there was a tree about 3 foot. Yep. So there's a tree about 3 foot off the corner of my head where I'm sleeping, if that makes sense. I get up, and so one of the things, too, is I've always, since I was a little kid, always woke up at 3:33. That's just been a thing. Ooh. Always have. It stopped when I was in my mid-30s, but for
when you were 33?
30 some odd years. No, oh, but that would have been funny if it was. So anyways, I get up. It's like 3:30-ish. I go outside of the wall tent to take a leak. I come back in. I start stoking the fire. I'm waiting for my buddy to kind of wake up and we'll get, you know, geared up. I crawl back into my sleeping bag while I'm waiting for the stove to warm back up. And I hear movement outside of the wall tent. It is dead silent. I mean, there's nothing. It's just dead silent. All I can hear is the stove cracking. So I'm laying there and I'm listening because we got everything up there. We got big cats. We got wolves. We got coyotes, cows, moose, elk. They're all up there in this area. So I'm listening. And then I noticed that they're like coming around the tent to where my head's at. And when it gets close to where my head's at, it stops. So now I'm laying in my sleeping bag and I've got my pistol because, you know, I don't know if it's a bear or if it's what it is. So I'm laying there and it's dead silent. And then out of nowhere, I hear the loudest tree crack in my entire life, as if somebody hit the tree at the corner of our tent with a baseball bat as hard as they fucking could. I mean, like thundering crack, right? So now I'm like shitting my pants, like trying to wake my buddy up, but not like spook whatever's outside, right? One big crack, that's all I heard. So I'm laying there like, yo, wake up. This dude is out. He is racked the fuck out. He's not waking up. So I'm laying there and I'm waiting. And now I hear footprints kind of going away from the tent, but not far away from the tent, but far enough that they're starting to get faint. And then boom, another big crack. Loud as fuck. I mean, like a shotgun blast loud.
Fuck.
So lay there for probably another 10 minutes, like trying to get my buddy up, but no fucking way I'm getting out of my sleeping bag because I don't know what's out there. So I'm laying
there.
Get like,
out of your sleeping bag and
up,
check his balls, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, fuck that.
Whoa. Well, and no one wants to die in their ganch either. That's the thing, true, right? Like,
yeah, for sure. So I finally get him up and I'm like, dude, we got to get boogieing. Like, there is something out there. We got to go track this thing. We got to see what the fuck's going on. I told him the story and he's like, yeah, fucking right, whatever. So we get geared up and we go out. It's still pitch black outside. We get geared up. We head out the door. You know, we both got our hunting rifles and we both have sidearms. We're both packing plenty of fucking ammunition to take out whatever. And we head in the general direction that I thought the tree crack happened in, which was the opposite direction of where we headed every morning. So we don't see shit, dude. We don't see any footprints. We don't see any signs of anything hitting the tree. Nothing. So we walk down off of this hillside, and it basically, going the way we went, it took us to the very top of this big draw that we've been walking in. When we got down to the bottom of this hillside where it opened up into this meadow where there was a little creek and stuff, there was a huge bed. Not like a deer bed, but like a nest, like where grass had been ripped up and like packed in and around into like a giant fucking like nest. So we saw that. We didn't see any prints. We saw the nest, and then for the next 2 days when we were hiking around, we kept noticing that everywhere we had gone, there was all these fresh trees snapped. And I mean snapped like 10 feet up. Like you just grabbed onto like a 6-inch pole pine and just snapped the sucker off.
Snapped it.
And it wasn't clean. Stormy.
And there, not stormy, no snow, beautiful weather, and these are green trees. They weren't even dead trees. Because that's like my buddy kept telling me, oh, you just heard like a widowmaker break down in the woods, you know, like something right. dropped a branch out there. No, yeah. bullshit. So for like the next 2 days, when we're hiking up and down this draw, all we see is all this freaking sign, but never once saw another footprint other than the ones that we saw melted in the snow.
Weird.
Man, I think you, yeah, you got too close. I was just letting you know, like, hey, man, you guys fuck around, I'm going to snap you like this tree.
That's what I think, too. It was just upset. Like, it was just trying to give you some warning, like, to get out of there.
Yeah, no, and that's make exactly like a tree kind of what fuck I off. Thought, too. Well, we've been up there. We went up to that same spot 2 years in a row, and this was just like an isolated event. I mean, we go up there for a week at a time, and this is the only time I've been up there that something like this happened. And the funny thing is that the guy I went hunting with is the same guy that was with me in Virginia in the haunted house, who is also the same guy that was with me when we saw aliens across the valley at a different hunting spot. I'll say that.
I'm hanging out with this guy. Something's going to happen.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, this dude is like paranormally activated, and he is the biggest scaredy cat ever. It's fucking hilarious.
Poor bastard.
Yeah. So that's my Bigfoot story.
Dude, it doesn't surprise me when people are like, well, how does this happen? It's so, like, some people say, like, well, how does this happen to one person? It's like, dude, if you're a hunter and you're going out in the woods all the time, you're away from any civilization, like, it's where you're going to see some shit. 100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and if you do any research on Wyoming, it's like one of the third highest sighting states in the nation for Bigfoots. And this Wind River, so there's the Wind River mountain range, which is north of us, like Jackson Hole area. I'm sure you guys are familiar with like Jackson Hole, Yellowstone yep. and shit like that. Sightings up there, fairly common, not super common. And then the next most common place in the entire state of Wyoming is literally this Medicine Bow mountain range, which is old Indian freaking ceremonial. You know, they've got all these old Indian trails that go right through this mountain range that were used with the settlers heading west and shit.
Right.
So, you know, the whole mountain range is just, I don't know if you want to call it activated or not, but I, you know, there's shit going it's down activated. Because where we saw, where we saw the alien shit, it happened just like maybe 50 miles on another mountain range, but in the same region. Right.
You ever think and maybe actually, it's you though? Like maybe you're just like the veil's thin for you, bud. Like you're waking up at 3:30. Yeah, you're fucking beacon. Seeing all this crazy shit.
Why were we even accusing your friend? You just told us you wake up at 3:33 all the time.
Well, because I've never had anything happen to me while I'm like solo.
You just told us about like four different things that happened.
Your veil's thin.
Not when I was like
not by myself.
Not when I was solo though.
Yeah, because you're the devil's servant, man. You got to bring some lambs to the slaughter.
Got to bring them in.
Well, maybe you guys should come down to Wyoming and do a Bigfoot hunt.
Hey, we've been trying to get down actually to just outside Jackson Hole. We had a friend from the podcast keeps inviting us, so yeah, maybe next summer.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
that'd be super fun.
Hey, it's worth a trip.
Thanks
man.
For the Bigfoot call, the man.
Hell yeah! Hey,
yeah,
before
absolutely,
that was an
guys.
Awesome story.
That was great, man. That was fucking awesome.
That was a great story, man.
All right. We'll talk to you again, man. We'll see you down in Wyoming.
Good. All right. Yeah, later, boys.
Have a good night. Bye.
I'm not seeing that guy in public anywhere. No way. Are you kidding me?
Nothing bad happens until he's with somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not getting snapped like a fucking tree.
That's cool.
Dude, though. That Bigfoot, the stride, though, it's like, that's what I saw at the sandy spot by all the blackberries.
That was a suspicious footprint.
Those bushes and the boulders.
It wasn't as big of a footprint as he's juvenile. Describing. That's what I think. Well, yeah. I was talking to a guy that, again, he says that he believes that most Bigfoot sightings and accounts are grossly exaggerated. So he's like, maybe bigger than like, he's like, if you saw something that was like 6'9" in the woods, it's going to be bigger than 6'9". You're going to go, holy shit. That thing was like 8 feet, 9 feet tall.
It was 10 feet tall.
Really like,
Yeah. You don't run into a lot of Yao Mings in the fucking woods.
No, right? But if you did, like, you know what I mean?
And then you had to. If you do.
I would love to run an experiment where you have something that's like 6'8", you put it in the woods at a distance, and then you have someone be like, how big is that thing? Right? And they'd be like, fuck, 9 feet tall.
Yeah. Like, yeah, at distance, right, it's hard to get a judge of height for sure, unless you have a good reference.
Yeah.
Another caller?
My reference, everything's huge. I'm like, oh, that's fucking. Yeah. It's got to be at least 40 feet tall. Has to be.
Let's bring another caller on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is David. I'm calling from Port Orchard, Washington.
Washington.
Port Orchard.
Port Orchard.
Yeah, it's by Irvington, by the Naval Base.
Oh, by Naval Base. Anything military? Yeah, what do you got for
UFO
us?
UFO for sure.
I got two stories. One's a UFO, one's a debunking of the Malaysia 370 for one of the theories.
That one's going to be too long, the debunking of the Malaysia one, I think.
Let's hear the UFO.
Okay, so the UFO, it was 2009, October. Me and two of my friends went out to watch a meteor shower in the middle of the desert in Arizona. We're out there around midnight, and we see one of the stars starts moving in a rhythmic pattern in a triangle, and then it just starts going faster and faster and faster, and then it just shoots off into the sky, and don't see it again after that. That's the UFO story.
It's just gone.
Just gone.
Any more details?
No, that's about it. I mean, that one was really simple, really.
All right, well, that was a quick one. Debunk Malaysian Air Force.
Yeah, give us the bare bones of the Malaysian Air. It's been so long since we did that case file. I don't even remember all the details about it.
Okay, yeah, it was the one that was hijacked by the male model. Remember? Right? No?
It had all the prominent scientists on it, and it went down somewhere over.
I remember when it happened, but I don't remember all the theories we talked about. So, right, so give us the quick debunk.
What do you think about it?
One of them was that it landed on Diego Garcia.
That's right. Okay.
I actually know somebody that was stationed or that was in port on DGAR when that happened. And the island's so small that you're going to notice a plane coming in. So that did not happen.
So wait, you're debunking it by just knowing a guy who worked there and then just taking his word for it?
Yep.
All right.
Well, it's debunked. That theory is debunked. So we're narrowing down to what actually happened.
Yeah, so what happened then?
What do you think actually happens?
I think it crashed into the ocean, unfortunately.
And just swallowed up and that's it.
Yeah, you know, those currents will move all the rubbish around.
But wasn't it didn't it get a lot of attention just because of the weird radar pings? It didn't seem to make sense. It's all off course and backwards. Right. And
yep.
So just pilot error went the wrong way?
No, it was hijacked by a male model. Fucking Mugatu, man.
That's plausible theory.
Yeah. Those are my two stories.
All right. Malaysian Airline did not land on Diego Garcia, and the UFO disappeared with no propulsion.
Yeah.
Is that about right?
If you've seen a similar UFO and you want to call in, let us know. And if you've got a competing theory on the Malaysian air flight, let us know.
Hell yeah. All right. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye. Maybe the greatest debunk I've ever heard.
Yeah. Guy told me it didn't happen.
Guy told me it didn't happen. He's probably not wrong.
He's probably not wrong.
He's probably not wrong.
Oh, the guy, he knows a guy. He works there.
The guy knows a guy.
Yeah.
Inside knows information.
Guy. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hi, this is Jack Niehoff's girlfriend.
Wait, say that again.
Hey, it's Jack Niehoff's girlfriend calling.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Did she say what I think she said? Yeah.
She did say that. Yeah. I remember saying that on Patreon and kicking myself after for not pre-reading. All right.
So I've got a ghost story for you guys tonight.
Hell yeah. Mm. Where are you calling from?
We're actually not taking those tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're taking them.
We're calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. All right. Yeah. Let's hear your ghost story.
So my family had this old house built in 1906. You know, the kind where its front porch is sunken because it's finally settled and the plaster walls on the inside are like chipping paint. But it's clean. It's well taken care of.
It's still standing, but it's sagging.
Exactly. And so my parents were in the process of selling a home, moving into a new one that was being built. And so they needed a place to just stay for a couple of months. So they move into this house. My mom comes home from work one day and I stay in this purple room, right? She comes in, I'm sitting there looking in the corner, talking to an imaginary friend. So she thinks, and then she asks me who I'm talking to, and I say, the man in the top hat.
Oh, Lou Bega himself.
The hat man himself.
For more context to this, the family that owned this was my great aunt, who was adopted into my family after she was orphaned when both of her parents died before she was of age. And she was taken care of in that house by a supposed like bad nurse, kind of, is what I've been told. So anyways, time goes
bad
by.
Juju,
the
man.
Same, yeah, exactly. So the bad juju's there. My mom doesn't tell anybody about this story, doesn't think anything of it. But a couple years later, my aunt had the same situation where they were selling a house, moving into another one, and had to stay in this home for a couple months. She calls my mom one day to tell her something freaky just happened. Katie, my cousin, who was about the same age at the time, was in that same purple room, and she came home and said, who are you talking to? And she said, the man in the top hat. Keep in mind, my mom had never told my aunt about that situation, and when she called that day, she finally told her, like, the exact same thing happened with me and Hannah.
Yeah, burn it down.
So
get rid of it.
Yeah.
Burn it down. Get rid of it.
Yeah, gasoline, open all the windows. And just run
the purple room.
Is the house still in your family?
Yes, we still go there often in
and
the
you
summer,
still
too.
Go there? Do you go in the purple room?
Yeah. I mean, there's one closet where it has the name of the father of my great aunt. It has his name. He was a doctor, so it says like P.H. Finley, like Ph.D. Finley. And I do not open that closet. I can't do it.
Have you ever played Ouija board in that house?
No, I have never played Ouija board.
Well, get a board, go to the house.
No.
Turn off all the lights.
We don't recommend
light some candles. Open all portals to hell and see what happens.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
No,
don't listen to Zoe.
Awful. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever get the strength to do it, but maybe.
No. Hey, believe me, if you have three friends that just do lots of like immense amounts of peer pressure and make you feel shitty about yourself unless you do it, you might
end up doing it.
You might end up doing it.
Now,
they make
fun of you in front of everybody. It's good.
My question is, so has there ever been any issues with any other younger children going into that house, seeing stuff or being scared or anything like that since?
No, but the only kids that ever lived in that house were me and my cousin, Katie. Except for
the same age when you saw the Hitman.
It'll be interesting to see when, you know, like if and when, you know, you have kids or some other family members have kids and kids go into that house again, if that comes up again.
We'll see. I don't know. The thing is, when we're there all together in the summer, nobody's really alone. But living there is a different story. So,
yeah. So who's living there? Who's living there right now? Is there someone that lives there full
time?
Nobody
lives there. Nope. Nobody.
Nobody.
Don't blame them. Yeah. Nobody should live there.
Okay.
No one.
Yeah. That's creepy.
We gotta play Ouija.
Keep us posted. Keep us posted if anyone ever brings, you know, grandkids or their kids, friends' kids, and anything happens. Keep us posted. We want to know. We're interested.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call.
All right. Terrifying.
Yeah, not a fan of that one. That's terrifying.
Why does it happen at some houses, you know? chronically, like over and over again, and people still go back.
What, Hat Man? Terrorizes kids?
No big deal. We're just going to keep going there for the summer.
But no, burn it. Burn it with fire.
I sometimes kind of wish my house was haunted, though. Like, legit.
Why? Yeah, it already is. It's haunted by you.
There's only room for right. one.
Yeah.
Blah. Yeah, but I can't shift dimension like that. Wish I could.
Yet,
I guess. We got time for a few more calls. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Sheldon, how are you?
Is this Sheldon calling back?
Yep.
What happened? All right, we thought you got
killed.
Alive.
No, so I apologize first and foremost. I live on a farm, so things get cut out pretty quickly.
Gotcha. So you didn't get attacked by a poltergeist.
Well, how do we know it's not the ghost trying to shut you up?
Yeah. Took your voice?
No, all right. No. Here's my ghost story. But I need the Dream Police to, like, step in whenever, because I feel like this could be really controversial. So.
Okay. So you're telling us it's a dream.
Hold on.
Sheldon, if you're wasting our time on the dream, you know what we have to do, right?
Yeah, you hang up.
Yeah, so does save us the pain and just tell if it's a dream or not?
Is this about a dream?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm confused. Okay. But we'll continue. We'll hear it. We'll let it go.
All right. So, I'm laying on the couch. And one point I thought was my girlfriend was walking up towards me through the hallways. And she was signaling me to go to bed. And I was telling her no each time. No, no, no. And then I rolled over. I continued playing Pokemon Go. I roll back over. And she was signaling me to go back to bed. And each time I was saying no. So, from there...
Maybe she wanted you to do something in bed. You ever think about that?
Yeah, well, maybe he ran into a fucking Charizard or something. But
that's true. Could have been a rare Pokemon.
Hey!
Okay.
Priorities.
Yeah,
there you go. I was right... No. But that wasn't the point. The point was... I was laying there...
Diglett.
It wasn't a Diglett. But I was laying there.
The farm got him again.
He's gone.
The farm got him again.
This guy's fucking with us. You know he is. You know he's fucking with us.
No, the problem is he's talking to us, and then a fucking Diglett pops up on his Pokemon Go, and he fucking's got to go.
He's got to swipe to close so he can throw the ball.
Yeah. Hey, listen, got to catch the ball.
I hope he's just fuck with us because now it's funny. He gets the same part of the story every time, and then just hangs up.
Yeah, it's funny. He gets to the least exciting part of the story every time.
My girlfriend wanted me to go to bed.
At least hang up at the peak. I said no, you know,
and then hang up. Okay, another caller. If it's Sheldon, I'm hanging up on him. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Hannah, and I'm calling from West Texas.
West Texas. All right, what do you got for us tonight?
Okay, so my boyfriend used to tattoo like an hour and a half away from us. So while he was out tattooing, I was at home by myself. And then my son was not with me. So I was sleeping here all alone and woke up to this like dark shadow figure standing right in front of me. I don't know why, but my first instinct was just to swing at it.
Nice right hook.
Yeah.
Like I just reared back and swung at it. I didn't say anything. I just, I don't know, I thought maybe it would do something. It didn't. So, like, it instantly disappeared. So then a few months later, I'm sleeping in the room again. He's tattooing. And I just got this feeling while I was asleep that something was watching me. So my first instinct is just open my eyes. And when I did, this, it was like a smaller shadow figure, was like Spider-Man sitting on the edge of my bed.
On the classic pose?
Yes.
Like knees out, like arms down?
One hand down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one hand down, full squat, the other one back, just a little
shadow
figure.
So it's your friendly neighborhood shadow figure.
Shadow man.
Oh my gosh, probably. It was terrifying because my first instinct was, oh, that's my six-year-old, but he wasn't even home. It was just me. And then probably like 3 months after that last experience, I found out that I was pregnant. So I don't know if it was somebody that I know or what, but like the presence wasn't scary or like it didn't feel like it was going to hurt me. It just felt like it was watching me.
Do you have a shadow baby?
Yeah, was it a shadow baby?
Well, this baby, he's like 2 months old, and he just smiles at random areas in the room now. So I have no idea.
Oh, no.
That's a shadow baby.
Yeah, that's a shadow.
That's a shadow baby.
You had a shadow baby.
It's terrifying.
I'd get some genetic testing right away.
Yeah.
This DNA. Find out who the father is.
Suspect.
It's a shadow.
Get him on Mari. Bunch of shadow signatures.
Mari! it's terrifying, though.
Yeah, that's super scary.
It does, I will say, like, from a lot of the accounts we've been told and stuff, it does sound like a bit of sleep paralysis. It does. It fits the bill. I think Dan shifted his eyes about six times, which is usually the sign for a shadow figure.
Yeah.
And sleep paralysis.
Three to the left, two to the right, one up, one down, shadow figure. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I you know, that would be, I'm not saying that's 100% that's the case, because you experienced, not us, but I will say, like, based on the other experiences, you probably had a bout of sleep paralysis.
Paralysis.
Where you get in that weird, where you wake and you're still almost dreaming, but hallucinating at the same time.
Right.
It's either that or you have a shadow baby.
That. Oh, yeah, there's only two options here, Hannah. So.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Hannah. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank y'all.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
I wanted to hang up.
I know you did.
I wanted to.
I saw it. Yeah.
But she said she woke up. So we let it go.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I felt it was okay.
I would say any. She had a shadow baby.
She had a shadow baby.
Yeah.
Good story.
The way she explained it, though, like 3 months later, I had a baby. Like, well, okay.
I think she was just letting us know that that's what she thought, too.
Maybe.
She's a shadow baby.
Shadow baby.
Yeah, it's shadow baby.
Subtle. Right. We're in cosmic channels. Overtime.
This is where Dan speaks now.
Dan calls in now. Next caller is Dan. All right, we'll take another call for the night. Maybe two. We'll see. We'll see how we feel. It's overtime. Do whatever we want. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Fabian Madrigal. And I'm from Boardman, Oregon.
Oregon, right on. What do you got for us tonight?
All right, guys. Have you ever guys heard about the Black Book?
The Black Book?
No, a lot about Black Books.
No, but I'm interested to learn more.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know about the long lost fellow.
Right. So my mom told me about my grandpa that he had this black book of some sort, and he supposedly sold his soul to the devil with this book, and
sold his soul to the devil? Devil?
Yes, with his black book.
So the black book is some type of way to communicate with hell, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Damn.
And on his deathbed, supposedly he asked for a chair to have beside him because he wanted his friends to sit there. And whenever people would come see him to say, you know, like say goodbye to him or whatever, you know, they yeah. tried to sit on the chair, and he would say that they couldn't sit there because his friend was sitting there.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Do you like? Was he kind of like a culty guy? Like, did he have any, like, was he into that kind of stuff? Did he have any, like, powers or anything? Like, what did this black book for?
Or what did you he sell? Was there any, did you guys know about what he sold his soul for? Yep. Like, what did he?
Well, for the black book. He sold the soul for the black book. So what did the black book do?
I don't know, guys. I don't really know much about it. But for just the story that my mom had told me, she hasn't even
did he leave it
that,
to you in his will?
No, my dad tried to find it and he couldn't find it, and I guess my great-grandpa laughed at him and told him that he was never gonna find it.
Oh, weird.
So it was just, it wasn't called the black book, it was just a black book. It could have been called anything, but you don't remember.
Yeah. And
do your parents remember seeing the book ever?
I don't think so.
Was this book wrapped in human flesh?
Ooh, that would be gross.
What, would be gross. Dan, what's the term again?
Anthropodermic bibliopegy.
There you go. That.
What Dan so said. I also had a thing that my grandpa said that when he would go feed his cows like an hour away or so, that he would call his friend and his friend would tell him to get on top of a horse, but he would have to close his eyes to be able to ride him back home, and he would get home within minutes on a horse.
Like
weird.
What? Like it teleports? What do you mean?
I'm guessing he was a very fast horse, or it was the devil himself, yeah, you know?
Supernatural horse.
Some sort of hell horse.
Hell horse, yeah.
Was your grandpa Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do some more digging in that shit, because now that I think about it, it's kind of sketchy.
Oh, definitely.
It's super weird. I'm curious as, like, what did he get? What did he get in the bargain? Or what was the rumor? You should definitely do some digging into the family history. Let us know what you come up with. Because that's truly... even the fact that that's a story that like your family knows and talks about is fascinating. Yeah. You should definitely dig in some more to that and find out.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. All right, thanks, man. We appreciate the call. We're going to take one more
thank
call for
tonight.
You
guys are awesome.
All right, man.
Take care, man.
Take care. Bye.
There's
it's Grandpa's Ghost Rider.
I don't know what the black book was
made
for.
A deal with the devil.
It's a saving him time.
Really fast horse.
Yeah. I wonder if it's like Death Note.
It's a Death Note.
It's Death Note. Yeah, I thought so Death too. Note.
Yeah. All right. This is going to be. This is last call.
Last call?
Yeah. Let's do last call. Okay. We'll wrap it up. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Sheldon?
Sheldon?
Sheldon, is that you?
Sheldon, is that you, buddy?
No, gone. One more call. You're sitting on the line. You've been edge of your seat, hand on the dialer. A little too scared. Call in. It's your last chance. Or the next recording of Cosmic Channels will be the second and fourth. I'm going to stop telling you the date. Second and fourth Sunday of every month. It's easy. Open your phone, check the calendar, just count. Oh, the 6th is the first Sunday. That means the second and
it's
fourth.
It's 13th. And hey, if you want Cosmic Channels to continue, it's very important that you head to search Cosmic Channels on Spotify, search Cosmic Channels on Apple Podcasts, like and subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want this show to continue, we need those numbers, baby.
100%. It's easy. Okay, someone called last second. I was just going to close the line, but someone called. Bring him on.
Hello? Oh,
hello, last caller of the night on Cosmic Channels.
Oh, that's such good news. Congratulations on season 6.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Scrawny Depp. I'm calling from Calgary.
Scrawny Depp?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yes, sir.
How's the snow, bud?
Yeah, how's the snow?
That's holy shit. It's no good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm calling about a spooky story from when I was living out in Ontario.
That's spooky. That's spooky enough just living there.
Yeah, on terrible, buddy. Yeah.
So I was living in Hamilton, too.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah. Hamilton. Oh, even worse.
Gave me the shivers.
Yeah. So when I first moved down there, I didn't know anyone or anything like that. I moved down there and I was living with my girlfriend, and she was working at a radio station out in St. Catharines. And, the old radio station that she worked at was like the building itself was like an old Victorian style house that had like the Underground Railroad running through it. There's like, I guess Al Capone hid liquor there at one point, I was told. It's got like a lot of history, really old. It's like the creepy old house, like mansion, but it's like just turned into the radio station. So at night when she'd be working, I was bored, you know, sitting there by myself. So I'd go sit with her while she was doing a radio show at night. And she had told me, like, prior to going there that this place, like, had some, like a lot of people doing shit, or, like, people in the windows at night when they were driving past when no one was there kind of thing. But she never, like, went into detail, what people saw, like, as far as like what it looked like. And one night I was sitting there beside her, and at this point, like, she was the only person that used like was usually in the building at that night time of night anyways. And it was around 10:30, 11 o'clock. It was just us two in here, and through a radio station there's like a hallway with like a big fat wooden door that just squeaks as it opens. Then there was like this door into like her station studio. So I was like sitting there scribbling on like the Sunshine Girl, like making her into Gene Simmons. And
as you do.
And yeah, of course. And I hear like the outside door, not like the one into the studio, but I hear the creak of that door open. So, like, I look up for a split second, and, it, like, I nearly shit my fucking shorts. There was, like, this little old woman with, like, straggly white hair and, like a kind of, like, just, like, what looked like a sleeping nightgown from, like, a long time ago, standing in that room with us. And I'm, like, I swear to God, I saw what I saw. You know what I'm saying? And
oh, yeah. Yeah, you saw the janitorial stuff.
No, it was not. No janitor, nothing.
Just fucking with you, man. Yeah.
So I blinked, and then as soon as like just from like the blink, she was gone, and Ash was staring right at me. She's like right beside me.
Hi guys. Yeah, he looked like he saw a ghost. I've never seen a physical reaction like that before. It was like he was almost whitish green, goosebumps, his hair was standing up. It actually scared the shit out of me because I didn't see it. But what he described to me was exactly what my coworkers had described to me seeing, what other people had described seeing in this building. So anyway, on one Halloween, we decided to do a Ouija board in the haunted attic where this thing made Betty.
That's a mistake.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a mistake.
And upon doing the Ouija board, we did it properly, I think. I'd never done it before. But
was it a Hasbro board?
Yeah.
Nice.
Then it was licensed. Okay, then you know it worked.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if you're being sarcastic, but anyway.
No, that's it.
So all we use official Hasbro boards.
So we kind of do this thing, and it's me and the morning show guys, and we don't really think anything happened, right? We're videotaping it because I'm making like this paranormal activity style documentary for the radio station's page.
Nice.
But upon editing the video, there's this big, fat, white orb that falls on the board right as we say goodbye. And it scared the shit out of me. So I run and show my co-hosts. We're all freaking out. And we tell the story on air. And that's when, like, this punk rock guy from the community who makes cigar box guitars asked if he could pick up the board and turn it into an electric guitar.
That's awesome.
And he did. And I'm looking at it in my living room right now. And it is so badass. Awesome. It is the creepiest thing ever. He said a bunch of shit happened to him while he was constructing the board that, like, spooked him, but it is sick.
That's fucking awesome.
When you play it, what happens? What kind of riffs come out?
I don't play, but you play.
I don't touch that thing, but that thing is kind of like a dirty.
Let's hear some Sabbath. We'll know if
pull it off the wall right now and play it. Plug it in.
Yeah, play some NIB. Play NIB. We'll know.
Does it stay in tune?
This thing fucking rips, guys.
Yeah. I bet it's got demon energy running through it.
Yeah, send us a picture for sure.
Send us a picture and send us. Can you send us that video of the orb falling on the board?
Hell yeah! That's cool.
We'll share both those images on our socials, guys. So if you want to see them when they send them to us, we'll post them for you guys to see.
Definitely.
Okay. Sorry. He's just I was a little distracted. She's taking a picture of the cars in my hand.
That's all. Good, that's man. Really cool.
Boys, I'm so happy to talk to you guys.
We can't forget to tell you. I think I heard it play once, and my mom was visiting in town from Ontario, and she told me she heard acoustic plucking from the basement when it was just chilling on the stand.
No.
So that's
burn it. Awesome.
It's cool, but you gotta get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't want it.
There's probably the greatest metal riff just hiding in that guitar. You just gotta let it out.
I figure
you gotta unlock it. I'm telling you, play NIB.
Like the guitar,
Nativity in Black.
That's really cool.
What's that?
Talking to Andrew.
What's up?
Oh no, I thought I heard one of you guys say something. Sorry.
Oh no worries.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Cool. Fuck.
That's a really cool story. Yeah, send us that pic, and if you can, the video. That'd be awesome to see.
Oh, absolutely. We'll do.
All right, appreciate the call. Thanks for ending episode 1 of season 6 of Cosmic Channels. That was dope.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Fuck. Happy to be part.
All right. Talk to you again.
Come on, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
That's really cool.
Oh, what a cool idea. You get a paranormally activated board.
You need to buy that guitar.
I do need
No, what we need guitar. To start doing is we need to start turning paranormally activated objects into instruments.
Yeah, well, true. We haven't had anything paranormally activated yet. We've been shut out every time we've done it. Which is fine by me. True.
Not the first time up in the woods. That was legit.
That was creepy.
Oh, that was fucked.
That was legit. There's orbs and shit.
I don't remember a lot of it, though.
You were pretty fucked up.
Popping pills.
That was dick.
Anyways, that's going to be it for Cosmic Channels this week. We're doing 2 shows a month, second and fourth Sunday of every month. Leave us a voicemail if you don't want to call in. Write us a story if you don't want to do either. CosmicChannelsPodcast@gmail.com. We will read and review them all. And hey, if you get enough stories and recordings, maybe Cosmic Channels doubles in episodes and one is just... Maybe we'll get Braden to read them all. Good old days.
Those would be long episodes.
Like the good old days.
Marble mouth.
All right. And guys, remember, go check out Cosmic Channels. It's no longer on the Alien Theorist Theorizing feed. It's on its own. Search Cosmic Channels wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. And listen to the episodes. Listen to the back episodes. Yeah. Let them play through your workday. Help us grow this show.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And when you're all caught up, go check out Sports and Spears.
You know, Big Theory Productions pumping out content for...
Pumping out content this year.
All those
2023 is the year, baby.
The year of Big Theory.
It's been, yeah, it's big theories year. And all these other people have had their years.
It's our turn,
Kanye,
baby.
Joe Rogan. It's our year.
Kanye's year's over, bud.
He's done. Yeah, he's had a big year in the reverse way.
Yeah, good.
Thanks for listening to Cosmic Channels. Be sure to rate and review Cosmic Channels on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast player. Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. For more shows by Big Theory Productions, search Big Theory Productions anywhere you get podcasts. Music and mixing by Meteor Sound Studio. Meteor-recording.com. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.